all wrong, he's on the mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, quite just really got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker, I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we make it. Starts with fashion, I want to spend money. I spent punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now punk song. Song.
woman over there with another man. She's something else, but still I do all I can to make her mine, just like I knew that she would be. I know she knows, but still I know that she will see. See that woman over there with another man. She's something else, but still I do all I can to make her mine.
So when I say brown acid, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Bad acid?
Yeah, right? No, legit. So it came out of Woodstock, right? Like in the Woodstock documentary, it's very famous that I'm pretty sure it's calls it brown acid. But they're getting up on the stage and they're like, hey, all you folks out there, do not take the brown acid. It's not good.
Yeah.
Right? No, legit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I got to turn your microphone on. Yeah, and we'll show you the Woodstock documentary one day.
Haven't we seen it?
Probably, because I like watching...
We've seen a Woodstock documentary.
Yeah, it's the documentary. Okay. But I love watching it every couple of years, because it is by far one of the best concert...
Yeah.
It's long.
It is.
Like, what is it, 6 hours?
I was going to say it was four, 6 hours.
Yeah, but worth every penny. Like, worth it. It's so good. But yeah, most people who are brown acid, that's what they think, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, until I discovered... a couple months back that there is a series of albums called Brown Acid, which is
she's got her phone, ladies and gentlemen.
I actually, because I don't want to screw this up. Brown Acid is a series of compilation albums featuring a collection of underground hard rock, stoner rock, crazed psychedelic rock, frenzied proto-punk, and proto-metal, ranging primarily from the late 60s to the mid-1970s, from nearly 100 different bands and artists in total. How the fridge... did I not know about this series until like maybe 2 or 3 months ago?
Because there's music is a vast,
oh my gosh, so
endless.
Vast. But it's like if one series could be like made for me, or be in the like nuggets,
yeah,
and
yeah.
This crap,
yeah,
like I get off on this crap so hard. I love this stuff so much. I don't listen to it a lot because it is pretty like you got to be in a mind frame, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to. So, yeah, I'm in a Facebook group with a bunch of people that post albums, and there's a box set that you can get because there is up to, I think, now 16 of these albums that have been released. And I'm like, what?
What? Where was I?
Where was I? Because let me tell you, this is like, let's put Penny, you know, the stoner rock she loves to listen to in a box,
yep.
And there's psychedelic craziness, and like...
and shake it up.
Here you go. So... I went into a rabbit hole like recently after I discovered this because The most recent iteration, I think, is the 16th trip, they call it, because it goes from the first trip to the 16th trip, that came out, or is going to be coming out soon. So I went down a rabbit hole of all 16 trips. It's a lot of stoner psychedelic music that's been playing in her. Maybe that's why the dog is going psycho.
That could be.
Because she's listening to this all day. So anyway, I picked some of my favorites that kind of stuck out, and that's what today's show is. It's a collection of tracks from the Brown Acid collections.
Yep.
God damn it, I hate discovering this crap, like. Now I've got 16 albums worth of crap to buy.
That's okay.
I know.
That's okay. My wallet took me like 30 years to discover the Smiths, so.
Fair play. Fair play. But, so we started off the show with Helter Skelter. Beatles cover by a group called Zebra.
Yep.
After that, do you know who sung that weird ass song that sounded like King Crimson?
No.
This is the Seeds.
Wow.
I'd never heard that song before. That was Shuckin' and Jivin'. And we finished it off with Adam Wind with Something Else.
That was Something Else.
That was Something Else.
That was.
This is going to get really like crazy weird.
Yeah.
We're going down a rabbit hole, folks.
So drink me and.
Yeah, basically.
Eat me and...
Hang on to something. There were some really cool covers that popped up every so often in these compilations, and here's one. This is Truth and Janie with Under My Thumb.
Yeah. They're leaving tears on a path they called never. The darkness reigns in a sky of blackness always. Words will die when their meaning's lost so anyway. Flowers will bloom in the summertime. Take my hand, we'll love away our time. Take my hand, there's nothing else we can do. People, the sun's turning blue. I'd rather have a liberty to conquer the world.
That was great.
That was beautiful. There's not many times I wish the booth had cameras, but that's one time I wish they did.
I wanted to put these on my head. And
the headphones,
one hand let go.
Oh,
and just snapped me right in the forehead.
Oh, well.
I look over and he's like reeling over. And I'm like, did you hit yourself?
You okay?
I didn't have a coffee tonight. That's my problem.
You didn't have a coffee?
No.
You're yawning. You're lethargic. It's also, there's a heat warning right now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so
anyway,
hot.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas 101.5, yes. UMFM. We got Penny Lane, Captain Dan, Hunter, does
yes.
stuff. But yeah, there's a heat warning right now, I think, because it's still, heat warning right now. It's gross. It's gross.
It's
I'm going to bury
it. Very gross. I hate it.
They've been calling for rain for like 4 days straight, and I think
still
we've gotten
happened.
Like a spitten.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the thing with this warmer weather.
Ugh.
It's like it. Potential for rain, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Just peters out.
Yeah. Just please.
Just
rain.
Like it's like we know, they know we need it, but it's like nah.
I don't want to.
I've been on the cusp of a weather migraine for about a week now.
Yeah,
I'm like this has to go. Like I just feel like crud. It has to go either way. Please rain or just give me the headache already.
Yeah. Right.
Because this is horrible. But if you are in Winnipeg and you're suffering through this. It's a little early in the season for this, isn't it? Like, we don't usually get this kind of heat wavy, humidity.
Yeah, until about end of June.
End of June, so just be careful. Drink a lot of fluids, as Captain Dan learnt this weekend. Not beer and coffee.
No. If you're,
water.
If you're on certain antidepressants,
yes.
It does affect your...
Hydrogenation.
Hydrogenation.
Yeah. That's the total word for it.
It's the very medically term.
Yeah, if you're on antidepressants, you have to drink more water than... usual.
Exactly. Yeah. So please be aware, people. Have some water. Look after your loved ones if they look a little peaked.
Yep.
Offer
them.
It looks like they're going to pass out.
Don't be like, I'll get you a beer. Be like, I'll get you some water.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you want a beer, Daniel? You look a little.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Gray.
Yeah,
but anyway, just a warning to be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful of yourself and be careful of your furry friends.
Yes.
Your furry friends.
It takes them a lot shorter time to get. Dog-o. Overheated,
yeah.
So
yeah, you got to make sure you keep your pets' water bowls filled.
Water bowls full, hydrated. Don't leave them in the cars right now. This weather is atrocious.
You leave them in the cars. Like, I'm breaking them out. I'm finding you, and I'm going to kick you in the
Kneecaps.
We're going to steal your kneecaps.
We're going to steal your kneecaps. So of course, you know the weather's like this because Pride is kicking off.
Pride starts
in the city,
this weekend.
So of course, it's like thunder showers all
week. Pride doesn't start this weekend. It ends this weekend.
I always forget that it's like a week-long thing that starts. Yeah. Does it start? It starts Monday with the flag raise at City Hall, basically.
It was last Friday with the flag raising.
Was it last Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? Usually that's the official kind of kickoff. And then there's a week where Pride events are at the forefront, as they should be. Lots of fantastic things to do, not just going to bars and seeing drag shows and that. There's lots of other events and community supports. So it's been nice to see all that going on. And this all accumulates with the great rally at the legislative, which is usually, I think it starts about 11:30 noon, usually.
Yeah.
And then
I think so, yeah.
The big parade all the way to the Forks. And then there's a massive celebration at the Forks.
Yes.
Calling for crappy weather, though.
Oh,
that's that's the extended forecast. But if today's forecast is any indication, it's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because today was calling for rain all day and it
never
came.
Thunder showers all day.
Yeah.
Not a thing. I was on edge all day.
I was like, oh, God, am I going to have to bike home in the rain?
Right?
But nope.
No,
nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Not a thing.
Nothing at all.
So if you do go for Pride, pray. Just be prepared. Be prepared for it to be stinking hot or raining.
Bring an umbrella or don't bring an umbrella and just enjoy it and dance your butt off.
Yeah, man. At least it won't
raining
be hot
men.
If it's raining.
Yeah.
It's raining, man. That's true. Hunter's very right. A fantastic thing to do on Friday, though, if you want to kind of kick off your weekend and whether Pride is your thing or not.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and enjoy Land of a Thousand Dances?
Ooh.
This is going down at the ANAF Club 60. If anybody doesn't know where that is, it's located in the Osborne Village.
Ooh.
Yes. And this is a Maud Marty initiative.
Mm. Yeah.
So Maud Marty is bringing out a bunch of 60s classics, Motown, British Invasion, Garage, Classic R&B and more, all vinyl, all night. It's going from 7 p.m.
Vinyl.
To 2 a.m. It's at number 3433 River Avenue. And you know what the best part about this is?
What is it?
There's two things. Number one, it's M's birthday. M is the mastermind behind the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yep.
Yo.
Come down and celebrate with M.
Yep.
Give them a pat on the back. But even maybe better, it's free.
Ooh.
It's free.
That means we're going.
Everyone loves free stuff.
Definitely. Well, we're Winnipeggers. We love a deal, right?
Yeah, Winnipeg loves free.
Winnipeg loves free. So come and check it out. It's going to be a fantastic time. Marty, bless his soul, will probably be in a three-piece suit, sweating buckets, because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
I admire that man so much. There's so many times him and I would DJ at like the Cavern. And the Cavern in the summer used to be notorious for being just a sweaty box, like just gross. And he'd be there in a suit. And I'm like, I remember one time, I'm like, how do you do it, man? He's like, I try not to move too much. Because he's like, as soon as you move, you sweat. So he's like, I try not to move more than I have to. And I'm like, why not just wear a like pants and a shirt, dude?
Yeah.
He's like, no. Smarty.
Yep.
Anyway, he's fantastic. He hosts a great show here on UMFM called On Target, which is also on the Face Radio out of Brooklyn, which, wait a second. Could it be?
Could it be the We Are On The Face as well?
Are We On The Face as well?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. It's like the Winnipeg takeover. It's like the Canadian takeover, because there's a couple of other shows, Canadian bacon-wise, that are on there. So
that's right, Brooklyn.
That's right. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's about as
vicious as
vicious
we get.
And then we say, sorry.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Sorry.
No, sorry.
My bad.
My bad. But check it out. Check them out on Instagram, all their social media. The Face is a really great initiative done by a guy I met years ago virtually named Curtis, when I was more into doing We Are The Mods and whatnot. He was just kicking this off. And it's amazing to see how vast he's growing it. It's like bi-coastal. So we're happy to be a part of the Face.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else is going on, guys?
It's
hot.
It's hot.
It's just hot.
It's hot and like gross and sticky.
Yeah, and when the weather gets like this, like nobody wants to think about doing anything.
No.
You don't want to like do anything.
No.
I didn't even really want to come tonight.
Jazz Fest is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Jazz Fest. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
That will be fun.
Hopefully the weather will break by then.
Yeah.
You're volunteering.
Yes.
You're going to be doing the free stage at Old Market Square. So go say hi to Captain Dan.
Yeah, come say hi to me.
Slinging beers.
Yep.
Don't sling them this year.
Oh, we'll be slinging them.
Beers will be slung. Oh, God, he's got fisticuffs. But no, Jazz Fest is a great time. There's lots of fantastic shows. We're going to go check out Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes, we will.
Super excited for that.
Yep.
That was a great show that I'd seen. I always see great shows at Jazz Fest. It was funny. We did a vinyl challenge for the month of May. And one of the prompts was a record from a concert.
Yeah.
And I posted Sharon Jones's Naturally. First time I saw Sharon Jones was part of the Jazz Fest. Not the first time she came here when she played the Pyramid to like 100 people, but the second time she played the Pyramid to a packed Pyramid, sweaty, like, you know, you think the other places get sweaty? The Pyramid, when it's packed in June.
Oh, yeah.
It was disgusting, but to this day, best concert I've ever seen in my life. And we were lucky enough. Sharon Jones was very, she was such a nice person. Like, she came out afterwards and she talked to a bunch of us and she was like, man, I don't know how you guys were dancing all night out there. Like, I'm sweating. You're sweating. But she was so grateful. And so, and this was just early on before she really started to like, she was just starting to really explode. And you talk to people who've been at that show and like, it was amazing. So don't skimp out on the small Jazz Fest shows because Sharon Jones was amazing.
So a lot of cool artists coming this year, too. So.
That's right. Yep. Go check it out. Jazz Fest online. Check it out.
Yeah.
Which is like the official kickoff of festival season here.
Yep, because right after that is Folk Fest. And after Folk Fest is Fringe Fest.
Yep. So if music isn't your thing, which I don't understand why, you wouldn't be listening to the show.
Yeah.
So we're not even going to go there, but it's, you know, plays and stuff.
It's not just plays, it's like acrobats.
I know,
and,
you know, entertainment on
entertainment,
the whole.
Yeah,
because they have DJ nights, they have musicians at Old Market Square, and lots of cool independent plays from the city and out of town and out of country.
Yeah.
Come. So it's cool.
It's cool.
It takes some research and organizing and planning, but it's a good time.
Great time.
Great time.
It's a great time.
I don't know. Should we just get back into the music?
Let's play some more music, because I don't really get to talk about my head's like melting.
It's too hot. Oh, no. And I forgot how hot the booth here in UMFM gets. Like, yeah. Every year.
It's not that hot in here right now, though.
Go walk in the hall and you'll notice the difference. Like, even into there.
I don't want to walk in the hall right now.
But I forget that, you know, you're surrounded by all this equipment.
Yeah.
And then I every year I come in here and I'm like, oh, God, the summer at UMFM is disgusting.
You think one of those fans are just your handheld, just, you know.
Jared. Dude. Fans.
Fans.
Or even men scantily clad fanning. Like, if the fans are too loud, we can tell them to shut up. Like,
hello.
Oh, you can do it. Oh, okay,
yeah, right.
Awesome. I love you.
I love you too.
Anyway, we're going to get back into some Brown Acid.
Oh, yeah.
This amazing series of heavy, fuzzy, psychedelic goodness that I recently discovered that has been occupying my brain. Let's go through what we played. So that one started off with Truth and Janie doing Under My Thumb,
yep,
cover of the Rolling Stones track. Luke and the Apostles with Not Far Off.
The Sun Won't Shine Forever by that. Peace Pipes.
Yeah. Zendik and Mums, Apple Pie Boy. Here's another cool cover that kind of got me. I was like, is that Tale of Brave Ulysses? Because I listen to stuff when I'm working, so I'm not paying super close attention. So sometimes I have to stop what I'm doing, and I'm like, huh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that is. So here's a cover of The Tale of Brave Ulysses by a group called The Inside Experience.
You thought the late winter would bring you down forever, but you rode across the streamer to the violence of the storm. And the colors of the sea round your eyes are turning gloomy. You touch the golden beaches of Tale of Brave Ulysses. Those negatives were tortured by the sirens really singing. Those sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lady. Ha ha ha!
We are back.
We are back. We're just going to say our goodbyes.
Yes, we are.
While this lovely music plays out.
Yep.
Catch us on the face.
Yeah, catch us on the face.
Mondays afternoon, replays like Monday midnight, I think, or Tuesday midnight. I have to double check.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. But
you also catch us on Podomatic as well.
Podomatic, iTunes.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just Google it.
Just Google.
Just
you'll find us.
Use the Google. You'll find us.
Yeah.
Come on out to Land of a Thousand Dances.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. Number
3433
River Avenue.
Yes.
Free admission. Come wish M a happy birthday.
Yep.
And thank them for all the hard work they've been doing for the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yes.
Take care.
Yep.
Stay cool.
We'll catch you guys later.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.